And just to say that you're one of our sponsors here at Phoenix Event. Now I'm joined by Summer, who's the Customer Relations Manager, and Hope, who's the Lifestyle Lead at Hutton View. So good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Now, Summer has been here loads of times, so it's lovely to see. But Hope, you're new, so good morning to you.
Good morning.
Lovely to meet you. Just give us a little bit of an overview on Hutton View, how long you've both been there and what you do there.
So I've been at Hutton View now since January last year, so just about a year and a half. Amazing year and a half. As a customer relationship manager. So my role, Michelle, is to meet with families that are exploring care options and try and establish, you know, what their care needs are. Interest is a huge thing, because what we try to do is tailor the tour specific to their loved one's care needs and interests, rather than saying it's a one size fits all. Average age of a resident is 82 years young. I never like saying old,
yep,
because you're only as old as you feel. Right up until, you know, we had a lady who was 100. So it really does vary. We're a mixture of residential dementia and soon to be nursing, which I'm really excited about. We've got our grand launch of our nursing. We've just submitted our CQC application to re-register. All our nurses are, we're fully recruited now, so we'll be opening our nursing community, hopefully, all being well, on the 1st of July.
So tell us about the nursing community.
Our ground floor and first floor is for our residential. Our second floor is our residential dementia community, Clifton Court. And then our third floor, Darcy Way, will be our nursing community, which is where our nursing residents will be.
So nursing residents, are they people that need sort of constant round-the-clock care?
So it just depends on the level of nursing intervention. Yeah. So it could be that someone's insulin dependent that needs a nurse to oversee that. It could be that, you know, mum or dad has wounds that need dressing. Or it could be palliative or end-of-life care where they need that pain management of, you know, medication. So that's what the nurses will be there to oversee.
Because not a lot of homes actually have end-of-life care.
Ultimately, it's about starting someone's journey. You know, it could be that they've moved in because of they're lonely at home or the isolation, but they're still able to make a cup of tea. Ultimately, my general manager Louise will go out to do a pre-admission assessment, or my deputy Chelsea will go out, or the seniors. That will then determine what level of support do we need to put in place if your loved one was to move in, and then we tailor that care plan specific to that person.
Because sometimes with other homes, you might come into a home at 70, you're as fit as a fiddle,
yeah,
you're doing all your own stuff, and then you get ill and you have to leave because they don't have that level, yeah, of care.
We don't ever want to take anyone's independence away. We want to promote your independence, but put the support in place where it's needed. So just because you move into Hutton View, it doesn't mean you're never going to make a cup of tea or coffee or go down to socialise with your friends. No, we want to champion that, but we want to put the help in where it's needed.
Yep, and it's a home away from home, as you've always said when you come in. It's a great team of people, including Hope, who's the Lifestyle Lead.
Yeah.
So tell us about the work that you do there.
So as the Lifestyles Lead, I'm in charge of creating the meaningful activities that the residents do. So I create the activity schedule. We have that running from Monday to Sunday. We have a variety of four different activities throughout the day. But along with doing one-to-one sessions with residents, making sure that people aren't facing any sort of social isolation, maybe they're introverted, but actually maybe we need to spend a little bit more one-on-one time and figure out what people's hobbies and interests are. So I have a team behind me that help me do that. Yes, brilliant.
And nobody's forced. It's not like you go to Hutton View and they force you to play cards or they force you to do something. But there will be, some, as you said, some people might take a little bit more time, but some people take up art. Some people might start going out to the shops, which they couldn't do before on their own. And there's different things. It's not just always based in the home.
So it's going back to what Summer said with people's independence, and it's just about offering people that choice. I'm not trying to create a schedule that we're going to have someone attend every single activity, every single day, all week. It's that throughout that schedule, there's going to be little things that you're happy to dip your toes in. And maybe there's something new that you'd like to try and you find out there's a new hobby or interest that you'd really like to do. And it's a chance for the residents to also let me know new things that they'd like to go do and explore.
What sort of things have been popular and how do you get to know what the residents might like to do?
So every month we hold a residents meeting at the home, and it's a chance for the residents to come and have a chat with us about their likes, their dislikes, what's working well, what isn't. So for example, at our latest one, they were saying they'd really like to do more exercise classes. So we run internal ones, myself and my team. We've also just brought Nina in, who runs a yoga session with us every Wednesday. And that's been really successful, as Nina can help guide the residents with the type of exercises they're doing and the purpose behind it. You know, if you're struggling with arthritis or there's something with your hands or your legs, Nina can tell you what's good for you to do to get that movement going again. She's brought in exercise bands and balls, and it's been a really great new activity that we've added to the schedule.
And do you work with the dementia team? Are you well?
Yeah, so we do activities on the residential community and on the dementia community. The team up there, absolutely fantastic. So when my team aren't up there doing activities, I'll help the care team as well, guide them with the types of activities they can do.
What does work with people with dementia? Is it, it's because I know sometimes a lot of music can bring back memories. People can remember words to songs.
So I think a lot of reminiscence-based activities. So we've started using a new app called the Daily Sparkle, and that is just reminiscence-based. So on that, you'll have music quizzes. So it'll almost be like name that tune. The residents can come up with who was the singer, what was the song they were singing. Then through that, you'll get little quizzes as well, which date back to things that happened on this current date, but let's say 30, 40, 50 years ago. It'll be more picture-based, so the residents can actually see the picture of the image as well, and it's just a great way to get them thinking about the things of today's world and from their past as well.
There is something for everybody at Hutton View. It's good to have that little bit of interaction, because if you're living on your own, sometimes you might not, people don't, if they've got no family, people might not talk to anybody for days and days on end.
And I've always said with our activities, even if the residents want to attend but they may not want to necessarily join in with the activity, sometimes it's the social aspect of just being around other people and maybe having that cup of tea, coffee and chat at the end of the activity.
And what difference have you seen in some people that have come in over the months of them being there?
Well, some of the residents, it's a big thing coming into a new home. You go from, like you said, living alone in your home maybe to all of a sudden your community living. So is that building up that confidence of getting them to meet the other residents? And then you see in the lovely groups start to form. I know on our Byron community now, we've got loads of new residents there and you see them all coming to activities together now. They'll be joining teams and they'll say, when we're doing a pub quiz, they'll say, actually, we're all going to be together. And these are people that prior to that wouldn't have been so willing to come to a group activity or even to really get to know the other residents. And now they've got blossoming friendships. Like I said, you could be an introverted person, but that doesn't mean you never want to have human contact with anybody. Mm. It just means you're a bit more particular about where you have those social interactions. And as humans, I think we all love to have that companionship, whether that's with a loved one or just your best friend that you've got. So it's lovely to see those friendships forming.
And I can see the way you're smiling. It must give you a lot of satisfaction to do a job like that because you're bringing joy to a lot of people.
It really does. I'm a firm believer that the residents moving into a care home, this is just their home, and I think it's a great place for them to create more memories. It's not the end, this is just the beginning. You've got new friendships forming, you've got new trips we're going out on, new hobbies you're picking up. It's the start.
I mean, I feel so boring with a name like Michelle with you two.
We love your name, Michelle.
I want to be something more glamorous. Now, you were saying about it's Carers Week from the 5th to the 11th of June.
Yep. So next week is Carers Week. So I guess it's an opportunity for us as a home to give back to our amazing carers that we have. So we've got some exciting things planned.
Yeah, we do indeed. I'm not going to reveal it just in case any of the care team are listening, Michelle, which they probably are.
Yes.
So we've got some, ultimately it's about the care that's provided. If we didn't have the care, we don't have a home.
Yes.
So it's about giving back to the team and showing our appreciation to them of the amazing job that they do day in, day out.
Yeah, because they are, I mean, when you are in that environment, everybody is smiley, they're communicative with everybody, and it can be quite a tough job to do as well.
Absolutely.
But you all have to do it with a smile.
We do, and do you know what? It's like an extended family, Michelle. That's what I love about the home. It's not a case of, well, that's your role and that's what you do. The managing director, Naya, said to me when I first started, actually, and it's so, so true, the standards you walk past are the standards you accept, and there's never a truer word. Like, if you see something, you can pick it up. It's not, well, that's housekeeping or that's lifestyles. Mm-hmm. Or we all just get involved together, and I think that's what makes the culture of the home so positive and lovely, and it's a lovely place. It's not like going to work, is it, Hope?
No, not at all.
It's like going to spend time with your nan and granddad.
Yeah.
And just listening to their stories and actually having fun.
Loads of fun.
Yeah. And to remember that older people are people. You know, I've got older relatives in their 80s and the 80s now are like the new sort of 60s. I have a lot of guests on. I had a guest in the other day who's running a marathon. He's 75. And I just said, it's not like it used to be where you say, oh, Nan, and she'd be like 65 and that would be old. Now the age groups, people are getting, they're younger for longer. Yeah. So people in their 80s and 90s are still pretty young. Yeah. I mean, I used to speak to somebody in another care home. She was 103. And she was, I think you know who I mean. She was absolutely.
She was amazing.
Oh, she was a force to be reckoned with. She was, And this is why people need to plan as well now, because we are all living longer.
Yeah.
And people do need to think about, what do I want towards the end of my life?
Yeah.
Because you can be, you know, live to be 100 and you want to know that you can be somewhere and have the nice quality.
You can still live well. And the thing is you can plan it as well, moving into the home, or what does that look like? And that's why I think it's so important at the point of that initial inquiry coming through to really get an understanding of that person.
Yeah.
What's their wish list? What is it that they're looking for? Because you could tell, you know, we've got a cinema, we've got a hairdresser, we've got all of this, but actually, is it relevant to that person? Is it something they're going to want to engage in? Mm. So we try to tailor it, don't we, Hope?
Yeah, we do.